Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever, whenever you're listening. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you're all doing good post-Halloween. Boy, did we have a lot of listens. It was, it's crazy. Our absolutely biggest day, biggest month we've ever had to go with our biggest year, passing 1 million listens. We're hitting some huge milestones and we couldn't do it without any of you. So thank you very much. If you did like the Halloween content, if you bounce over to Patreon, I don't know if you heard the preview last week I put out, but I recorded a sort of making of diary throughout the course of pulling it together, those bits of content. And it's really interesting. There's some high moments, some low moments, but it gives a really cool insight into the making of this podcast and the effort that goes into it. So if you're interested, go over there, and for as little as a dollar, you can have a listen. And if you've listened already, I really hope you enjoyed it. The one thing I would love to know from you all, and you come over, drop this on Facebook in the comments, shoot me a message, is what did you think of our Halloween content this year? It was a lot different compared to what we normally do, adding in a few soundscapes and different sort of episodes. Obviously, we got a lot of listens, which is very positive, but I'd be keen to know if that's the type of thing you'd like to hear again, or if you prefer us just to, you know, stick to stories, which is something we can do. Speaking of stories, let's get on to this week. Now, this one is a little different from usual in terms of the sort of structure and layout, but I really want to include it because it's a fantastic story that was sent in by Zach. So only 13 years old and from Australia, he wrote this. I'm not sure if it was especially for the podcast, but his dad liked it enough that he really wanted to share it with us to see if we'd be happy to record it. And honestly, I thought it was an absolutely fantastic story. So Zach, thank you so much for sending in. I definitely think you have a future in writing spooky stories. And if you have any more, be sure to share them with us, because we'd be happy to read them. So yeah, sit back and enjoy Hush. One day in the middle of autumn, two boys named Harry and James awoke to the sound of the town's emergency bell. The town is usually such a quiet place, the most used name for it was Hush, but some preferred no name at all. The two boys were twins. They both had long curly hair and green eyes. They only had one real difference that people used to tell them apart. So James, he was born blind in one eye, and Harry was simply mute. The boys walked down to town center. I wonder what all the fuss is about, said James, and Harry nodded to agree. When they got there, they were surprised to see who was ringing the bell. It was Mrs. May, the town's florist. My son entered the house of Hush, she yelled. I need someone to go in there and get him. Peculiar as it was, Harry slowly raised his hands up in the air as if to say he would go, and this was absolutely to James's dismay. Why, Harry, we're not brave enough to enter the House of Hush. No one is. We don't even know what lurks in there. It's a death sentence. Harry just stared at him and shrugged. James finally agreed, although he didn't like the sound of it at all. Several innocent families had disappeared in that place without any logical explanation. It said that it was cursed by a witch, who, after the townspeople found out, decided to burn her at the stake. The boys finally arrived at the House of Hush, and as they were about to open the broken wooden gate, they heard a voice from behind them. Don't go in there. They turned around to see an old man they'd never seen before. You'll die. They were confused by his laugh, but they ignored him. They opened the wooden gate, and Harry got a sudden chill down his spine, as if the air temperature just dropped. It was followed by a horrible feeling of dread that drained every last drop of joy from his body. They entered the house. Their only form of defense was a small wooden dagger they had been given to Harry for protection. The door opened to reveal a dark, gloomy room filled with old, dusty furniture, books, and empty picture frames. They slowly walked further in until they heard a door slam shut behind them with a loud bang. Startled and on edge, James muttered, "This was a bad idea." Harry gave him a sarcastic look as if to say, "Oh, really?" They kept walking until they got to a point in the house where there was a staircase. It was a run-down, old-looking piece of terrible architecture. Its railings were uneven, and the entire thing looked like it was almost flaking apart. Just then, they heard a raspy whisper, "Help," which made them pause in their tracks. "Help!" They realized it was Mrs. May's son, Billy. His voice was unmistakable. They ran up the stairs in a hurry. Harry yanked out his knife, and when they got to where the sound had come from, they found Billy on the ground in the upper bedroom of the house. He was barely moving and looked like he hadn't eaten in days. They rushed over to help him, and then another sound emanated from the house, one that sounded like a growl. Harry turned around, and standing behind James was a thing as tall as the room. It had long fingers and a smile that was as sinister as it was ugly. When it spoke, it sounded like three voices talking over each other, and it began to sing.
"Under the sky, there shall lay my boys and girls made of clay."
It continued,
"Under the sky, there shall lay my boys and girls made of clay."
And it got faster and faster.
"Under the sky, there shall lay the boys and girls made of clay."
As it approached, it continued its repetition, and it grabbed James by the arm and dragged him into the darkest corner of the room. When Harry ran over to get his brother back, him and the thing had already vanished. Without a trace, they were nowhere to be seen. Harry gasped and tried with all his might to call for him. Never had he wanted to speak this bad, but the words were nowhere to be found. Harry was the only one to come out of the house alive. The quest to rescue Billy was unsuccessful, and he lost his brother in the process. He was alone. Well, how about that? I promised this one was going to be particularly spooky. And Zach, thank you so much for sending that story in. Everyone, only 13 years old, and he's putting out content like that. I would say maybe a future horror writer in the making. So be sure to keep us updated. If you do create any more short, spooky stories, I'd be happy to share them and have a look myself. Yeah, so that's it from this week. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Make sure to click that subscribe button and drop us a 5-star review as it helps the podcast. If you want to go the extra mile and support us a bit more, jump over to Patreon and drop a sub for as little as a dollar. We are going to be revising our Patreon subscription level, so I will suggest if you do go in there, don't go above $5. All will be apparent soon. There's the other options there. I'm going to remove them. But yeah, we have some reasoning for that. And finally, yeah, make sure to jump over to our Facebook page and drop us a like there to get all the latest updates on the podcast. My wife's been running that for me, and she's doing a great job. So let's hope it continues. It's October was a massive month for us. I think November could be even bigger. We're trying to continue putting out content right into the new year and look forward to what comes up. So do keep sending those stories in. We're sitting on a heap at the moment, but the more we have, the more content we can create. I guess that's all for this week. Make sure to take care of yourselves, and we'll see you soon. Don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?